Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back. No questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Save a kiss for the sun. Don't you wish you could come undone? Take a dip, join the fun. Just as long as you know that summer's for the girls, the girls that like girls.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. It is Friday. Therefore, you know this is going to be This Week in Bachelor Nation. We're going to give you those screams from the pit, the parasocial plays, parasocial creatures. We're going to talk about what we're watching. We're going to talk about all of that juicy Bachelor Nation news. And we are going to do a state of the world, which is going to be a little bit of a serious one. So if you want to fast forward it, totally understandable. But before we get to any of that, we do have to mention that Gore Girl Summer is continuing. We just had a fantastic interview with Chelsea Vaughn earlier this week. If you haven't checked it out, you got to go back and listen to it. She spills a lot of tea in it about her time in game and about her relationship to the pits as well, which was very interesting.
It's so good. You know, she wouldn't reveal her last name, but maybe her last name is T. How about that?
I'll go with that.
Yeah, Gore Girl Summer is a gift that keeps on giving. And we're going to have another Gore Girl Summer interview coming on Tuesday next week that you're not going to want to miss. And we have a bit of business. We have our new logo, and to celebrate that, we have our new shirts with the logo on them. You can find these at gameofroses.co. I have suggested that you put it on your creature, that it might be good to wear to viewing parties, to sort of peacock. And I have a proposition for you.
Oh?
Well, okay. It needs a little backstory.
Okay.
So So we had a meeting today, as we do at Gore. You know, we're a real organization. And in our team meeting, Grace Ann Parks, a.k.a. the Dark Seeker, told us that she has been wearing her shirt around town that's in the Big Apple, the New York City influence. And she has had both men and women approaching her, asking about the shirt because they think it looks cool and are like, what is going on? And this gave me an idea. Mm-hmm. As you know, it's Gore Girl Summer. And what is better for summer than peacocking? I think you and I should only wear our Gore logo shirts this week when we leave the house and see who gets approached more.
Okay, this is immediately unfair. It's immediately unfair.
What do you mean? How?
Okay, let's just take into account some objective realities here. Your
what?
Age, your gender, and your mm-hmm. amount and quality of hair. All of these things.
My hair.
Yes, as compared to me, I think.
Is this a compliment?
Take it as you will.
I have a good quality hair. Thank you.
I'm just saying that I think t-shirt or no t-shirt, you would get approached way more than I would. Also, this entire thing that you're promoting, it depends on me leaving my house ever, which is a rarity.
I mean, you can go, you go to the gym, you go to the market. Where better to have strangers approach you?
Okay.
I think just because of your gender doesn't mean you're going to get approached more. I have a friend and he gets approached all the time whenever we're out, just strangers of all genders and types. I think it might be because he has a mustache. So maybe you could grow your little half mustache.
Yeah, I can only grow half a mustache.
That might help you seem more approachable.
No, I think it's the opposite. I think a half mustache is off-putting and would actually repel people.
I think the shirt will be like, well, I don't know about that guy. He's got a half mustache, but what is that shirt? I have to know.
Okay. I'll wear the shirt. I'll go around with the shirt in a grocery store or something like that. Maybe I'll even videotape the experience and we'll see what happens. My prediction, not a single person will approach me. That's my prediction.
I predict there is going to be at least one person who asks you about it.
Okay. We'll see.
I mean, you have to leave your house though.
I don't have to.
And smile, babe. Give him a little twinkle.
Okay. Maybe I will.
Or you can put it on your creature. Put it on your squirrel and then people will come asking.
I don't have a squirrel anymore. She is deceased. Thank you, though, for reminding me of that horrible trauma.
Time for a new squirrel.
We do encourage everyone to try this out for themselves. Don the Gore t-shirt. Emerge from your home into the world. See what happens. I'm curious. When Dark Seeker told us that this was happening to her, I was kind of like, well, that's interesting. But anyway, I'll indulge you. I'll do it.
Yeah, I've only worn it out in the world when I was doing my photo shoot, and I think that made me unapproachable.
Oh, right, because people are like, people hate influencers.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens, but the t-shirt is available. You just go to gameofroses.co. And you can pick it up there in a variety of colors and sizes, whatever you prefer.
You're going to want to be dressed in the team uniform because the Sauce Wars are coming.
Coming? We're in the Sauce Wars.
The Sauce Wars are upon us. And the tea will set you free. This is my new Sauce Wars motto.
I love it. And it's true. Because when you're really talking about the Sauce Wars, okay? This is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about off-contract players coming out and saying the truth, spilling the tea. They are free. They are off contract. They are rejoicing in waterfalls of tea. The flip side of that is your company players, your GSJs, your Sereners, your Nadja Parkers, your Becca Kufrins, your Tia Booths, your Mike Johnsons, your Brian Abaslows. These are players that are trapped. Mm. They are confined by the nature of their contract with Warner Brothers. They cannot divulge the tea, but the tea will set them free from the shackles of their oppressor, Warner Brothers Communications.
It depends who you wind up being.
That is right. But now that our business is out of the way, we are going to move on to talking about some news that has happened recently in the world outside of Bachelor Nation. Then we're going to relate it back to Bachelor Nation. And again, this one is very serious. I'm sure everyone knows what the biggest news story in our country currently is. We are going to be talking about that. So if you don't want to hear that, if it is triggering for you in any way, please skip ahead maybe 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, we will be discussing gun violence.
This is
Game of Roses. State of the world.
Well, the dystopia keeps on dystopiaing. There's a lot of darkness going on. Oklahoma's governor just signed into law. They're outlawing abortion completely in the state, which was already taking on some of the runoff from Texas. The war of Russian aggression continues on. We, of course, are still living with COVID. And we just had the 2-year anniversary of the murder of George Floyd by police. But the biggest news in our country is that this week in the city of Uvalde in Texas, a gunman walked into an elementary school and killed 21 people, including 19 children. These are 9 and 10-year-olds, and 2 teachers. They are still investigating what has been going on, but it looks like the Uvalde police and CBP response team on Tuesday waited up to 60 minutes before entering the school while the kids were bleeding out. They tased and arrested parents who were begging them to go in and attempting to rescue the kids themselves. While 40% of Uvalde's city budget goes to police, the school district had its own police force. And after decades of mass shootings, there's still zero evidence that police have the ability to stop them from happening, while gun safety and other policies can. And this was definitely like what we needed to talk about this week. But I was like, how does it relate to Bachelor Nation? And then I was like, this sounds familiar. And I realized we've already done a State of the World on mass shootings. We did this episode already on March 25th, 2021, our State of the World. It was after the mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, which resulted in 10 murders less than a week after another mass shooting that was a hate crime against the Asian community that left 8 people dead in Atlanta. And we're the only country in the world that has mass shootings as frequently as we do, and the only country on the planet that has more guns than people, which it doesn't mean everyone has a gun. Only 30% of the American population claims to own guns. So that means that the people who do have guns have a lot of guns. And there is a rich culture surrounding gun ownership and use in America. And the culture is well represented in our beloved game. The first gun in the game was season 1, Rhonda Rittenhouse, who arguably got the first villain edit. She shot a gun off the side of a boat at Clay Pigeons on one of the very first group dates ever.
And then season 5, you had Jesse Palmer, Dark Lord Palmer. He went on a hometown with Tara Huckabee in Oklahoma City, and her dad came out with a bunch of guns and forced Jesse Palmer to shoot them into a lake. That was a Be a Man group, or Be a Man hometown date, sorry. Season 9, we saw another hometown, Jennifer Wilson, who wound up being the ring winner, actually. They went on an aquatic date, and at the familial home, there was a gun, and Jennifer Wilson's dad picks it up and says, "This is the weapon I'd pick if somebody did something wrong to my daughter." Season 10, Andy Baldwin, there was a date where Aaron Parker, a player, told Baldwin that she wanted to shoot guns with him, and he said, "Aaron may have bleach blonde hair and looks like a Barbie doll, but she sure knows how to do some manly things like shoot guns, and that's attractive." Later on that same season, there was a 2-on-1 date that took place on the deck of an aircraft carrier, which is a giant floating gun. And the producers included all this in these edits to get this idea across that guns are manly and a valuable part of building romance and American culture. And then even in more recent seasons, we've got season 18, Andy Dorfman's hometown. They did a Be a Man shooting guns at the familial home. We had in season 16, Amber Tierney, a critical care nurse from Waverly, Nebraska, had the second intro package in that season, which was her shooting a gun. Season 19, Chris Soules, Becca Tilly went on a one-on-one date with him that had animal husbandry and guns in it.
The date card, by the way, for that one read, "Let's give love a shot," and they shot cans with a revolver.
Tia Booth's intro video on her season of Bachelor had her firing a gun. Joe Fletcher and Luke Pell went on a one-on-one date on JoJo's season where they shoot a gun. And then we get all this crazy postseason parasocial play from ring winner Garrett Egorian routinely hoisting machine guns and firearms with American flags in the background and whatever. And then you have, you know, potentially the biggest link to what has just happened in Uvalde to our beloved game is Blake Horseman himself, the runner up on Becca Kufrin's season of Bachelorette, his hometown featured going to his high school where a mass shooting occurred and he was a survivor of it. So it's obviously very interconnected into not only our beloved game, but just the fabric of America and American pop culture. And even as we're watching this, you know, horrible tragedy unfolding and getting all the politicians weighing in and thoughts and prayers. And we all know nothing's going to happen in Congress because it never does, because it's all about money. And all of these Republican senators and Congress people are taking huge amounts of money from the NRA. They have to keep their lobbyists happy. They know that that's how they maintain power, how they maintain money. But even as all of that is going on, every time something like this happens, at least for me, I'm just reminded of Columbine, which was really the first big one of these school mass shootings that happened in 1999. It was my senior year in college. And I remember Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, those two gunmen, they were made into celebrities out of this tragedy almost immediately. And now post-fact, there are a million books written about them, movies made about them, documentaries made about them, and they are turned into these kind of celebrities within that culture. And I think the same is happening again. And a lot of people ask, why does this shit happen specifically in our country? And yes, it has to do with bad gun laws. And yes, it has to do with you know, guns being a piece of American culture since the founding of the country. But I also think it has a lot to do with how media treats this shit. Like right now, there is some 14-year-old kid watching everything that's happening on CNN and MSNBC, getting the idea that like, maybe that's what I should be doing. And I think that's a huge part of it. And I don't know how that changes because the cable companies, the news companies also are like salivating when this shit happens because they know it means higher ratings, more money for them. People are going to be glued to the TV.
I mean, they have definitely made concerted efforts to not center the perpetrators as much and not repeat their names, not show their images as much. But it also like harkens back to what we were talking about with abortion of like the majority of the country supporting things that we can't get past. According to BradyUnited.org, 97% of Americans want expanded background checks. This small thing that we can do. Some other facts from BradyUnited.org. Americans kill each other with guns 25 times the rate of other high-income countries. Every 16 hours, a woman is shot dead by her current or former partner. And there is definitely a gendered element to this. Most of these people are white, young white men who are doing these things. And access to a gun in the home increases the risk of death by suicide by 300%.
Jesus. You know that thing you're talking about that it's 97% of Americans want at least expanded background checks, if not even more stringent gun control put in place legally in some way. But we're essentially being held hostage as a country on this issue and many others by a small group of Republican congresspeople and senators. And this isn't just gun control. It's also about who's the fucking president of the United States. Up until Biden, the prior however many presidents, Republican presidents, had lost the popular election in Trump's case by a wide, wide margin. And it just doesn't matter because the system is now rigged so that it doesn't matter what the people want. It doesn't matter if 97% of the American fucking population wants this thing to pass, it mm-hmm. will not even be voted on because the politicians don't give a shit about anything except money.
To be clear, these things are voted on in the House and not by Congress. And I watched the Instagram live of AOC this week, which I thought was pretty good if anyone wants to check it out. But she talks about a number of these different topics. And, you know, it was a little bit disheartening just like hearing her clearly say, like, Congress is corrupt and we're not a democracy. We are an oligarchy with democratic moments. That's how she describes it. But she also encourages not being cynical and that there are still things we can do. Walkouts, marches, etc. Like, people can do things locally. And unfortunately, that is how all of these things are being handled now. We're having our healthcare being handled by GoFundMe. We're having donating to the families being handled by GoFundMe, etc. I personally, I'm a strict constitutional by the letter gal, though. I think we all have the right to own the exact gun that those motherfuckers from the 1700s and 1800s had, a musket that took 30 seconds to load the next, at least 30 seconds to load the next shot, and you could jerk off in the time it takes to load another one or other activities. And I think all other guns should be illegal. Sorry. That's just me and my homeboys, John Hancock.
Yeah.
And such. And that's what they wanted. And they were right about everything.
I think we're getting to a point, you know, we talk a lot about unionization plays in our beloved game on this show. I think we're getting to a point in America, generally speaking, and gun violence is a part of it. These school shootings are a part of it. So is abortion. So is the election. Like, every component of our political system, basically, as AOC was saying, is just corrupt. It does not work anymore. It has been so perverted by greed and by people who don't give a fuck about anything but money. The current Republican sitting Congress people, senators, who will not even vote on this, they don't give a shit that children are being murdered. They do not care. They only care about money. And I think we are getting to a point where a general work strike is going to be something that happens in this country, where we all collectively just say, look, if you don't like the way things are going, don't go to fucking work. And if you even get like 30% of the American population doing that, the country will collapse. And that's an amazing amount of power that we wield as a populace. And I don't think it takes the ability to say, like, fuck it, whatever consequences may happen to me as a result of not going to work, I have to accept that, you know? And then you get shit done.
It just, like, our systems are failing us. And, you know, we have like Citizens United and stuff. There's just, it's obscene and it's disheartening. And it's like, there's not going to be a massacre bad enough for these guys to not care about money. Like, we've seen children slaughtered. Fucking children slaughtered.
They don't care about children. It's not their children. The thing that, to me, the most shocking one was when Steve Scalise, who I think at the time was the GOP House Whip, maybe, high-ranking member of fucking Congress. Somebody walked onto a softball field where they were practicing softball and just started opening fire. This motherfucker took a round. He got shot. A fucking sitting member of Congress got shot. They did nothing. They passed nothing. It was just like, you're taking one for the team. In this case, literally a bullet.
I'm like, what are your two arguments for having guns? It's your hobby or the government is going to try to take over us? Hobbies that result in the periodic slaughter of children or anyone else should be illegal. I'm sorry. I am currently looking for a new hobby. I'm considering pickleball or tennis. If I found out that in order to use my pickleball racket, that it would cause periodic massacres of children and others, guess what? I would melt my pickleball racket down. I would find a new hobby. And if you are an idiot and you think that in case the government turns on the people, you're going to be able to use your guns. Like, we literally use all of our money in this country, almost all, for in taxes for the military and the police. They will destroy you. I went to a peaceful abortion protest and was literally facing an army. Like, you're not going to be able to fight the government.
Yeah. And the other argument that is used is good guy with a gun stops bad guy with a gun. We've already dispelled that by exactly what happened here. in this mass shooting. The cops waited outside for an hour, letting all of these children die because they did not respond in time.
Tasing and arresting the parents wanting to go in. It's so fucking horrifying.
That's your good guy with a gun is tasing the parents of a dying child. We're at a point where it is so blatantly clear we've already been at this point, though, so many other times, which is why I think everybody, probably correctly so, realizes nothing's going to happen. Republicans are starting to already, you know, spin up this fucking idea that it's mental health.
Yeah, it's mental health. We need to take all the doors off the schools. Yes, that's the clear problem from this, the doors.
And by the way, if it's mental health, great. Then you won't mind reallocating half the money we spend on the defense budget to public mental health, right? We can go ahead and do that then? No, of course not. It's just so frustrating, so fucking maddening, and just terrifying to have to be a fucking kid growing up in this weird society where it's just like, well, you got to do your mass shooting drills now once a month.
I think about it every time I go to a public event. I thought about it at Coachella. Like, it's unfortunately this like ever-present fear now, and I just like I know we've had these things happen so much, and there's shootings all the time in our country, but like looking at like the pictures of the kids and the interviews with the families and like the one of the teachers who was killed, like the two teachers who like put themselves between the shooter and the kids, as opposed to the cops, and who don't even have weapons. And one of them who had four kids, her husband died of a heart attack a couple days later. And it's just like, it's hard to take all of this shit in. And, you know, we've been, you know, this is a Bachelor podcast and we try to like make it fun and stuff. And, but it's just like, we're not going to like ignore this. Like, I don't know.
I agree with you. And for me, the worst part of it is that everyone who sees this knows it is completely fucked up and that there are very simple steps that can be taken to ensure that at least it would be more difficult for someone who wants to do this to do it again. And those steps are not taken because of a handful of the greediest people who are alive in America sitting in the government right now, refusing to even vote on this shit, let alone make something happen. And then you look at, you know, what about Joe Biden? This motherfucker could have issued an executive order. Instead, thoughts and prayers, a speech about how bad it is and blah, 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 and nothing changes.
Kristen Sinema was like, I don't think Washington is where we get this done. And it's like, what do you think your jobs are? Why did you even do this job?
Their jobs are to personally enrich themselves. That is what all politicians do. And it's all they care about. And this is, to me, clear evidence of it. 97% of Americans want something done, and it's not even entertained. What is their job if not to enrich themselves personally at the cost of doing what they're supposed to be doing? Anyway, we're fired up about this, obviously, and we know that it's been the biggest thing in the news cycle. We had to talk about it. You know, we hope everybody out there listening to this is like doing as well as you can be doing with it, especially if you're close to it in any way. You know, our condolences, obviously. And we hope still, despite everything we've said, we hope that something fucking changes.
Everyone is going to be close to it. Like, it's like, like we're saying, it touches Bachelor Nation. We have some resources for trying to get involved. If, you know, I find that taking action helps me cope with this horrifying reality, you can follow at Everytown or go to everytown.org. You can go to marchforourlives.com. There's going to be a March for Our Lives march on June 11th everywhere in DC and locally. So go to that website to find your local march. I will be marching. BradyUnited.org is that website that I was referencing the gun statistics from at Vote Save America's Instagram page has a link in their bio if you want to donate to verified Texas elementary school shooting relief fundraisers.
I don't know either. And it's difficult to move on from this and do a podcast now, but
it's not great for our comedy when I'm crying in the beginning of the podcast.
No, but I mean, this is also the thing of our country. And I'm sure you saw the video of Steve Kerr, the coach of the Golden State Warriors, who was playing a playoff game that night. And he has to give a press conference before it. And he just makes it all about the school shooting. And he's outraged and he's on the verge of tears. And then he ends it by saying, like, and now we have to go play a basketball game. Because like that is what it is. We all still have our jobs to do. And it's like the world keeps turning and you hope for fucking change, which we still do. But now we got to play our basketball game as well. So we are going to move on into the next segment of our show. But again, we hope everybody out there is.
You had Beto O'Rourke, another tall white man, getting up in people's Greg faces Abbott. During the Abbott press conference. I enjoyed watching that. I mean, it's like, I appreciate people thinking outside the box and feeling like enough is enough and trying to do anything. Yeah. I wish we could do more.
I think we all do. But unfortunately, we're held hostage by a very small group of politicians. And now we are going to try to move on with this podcast. And this is our next segment.
What are you watching?
What are you watching?
Amidst all of this bad shit, I will say, I am watching something that has lifted my spirits a little bit. It is on Netflix. It is called Love on the Spectrum US. I watched the first two seasons of Love on the Spectrum. I think they did the other ones in Australia, maybe?
Yeah, they did. I watched those. I loved that show.
They're great. And this one is no different. It's just a different cast of people that they have in there. All people on the autism spectrum looking for love in one way or another. And they set them up on these blind dates with one another. And some of them work and some of them don't. All of these people are super funny, in my opinion. Some of the people from the first two seasons have like podcasts and shit now. Mr. Type A or something.
The
Michael.
Suit guy?
Yeah, that guy has his own podcast. He's so fucking funny.
I love him. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Love on the Spectrum is so good. I didn't know there was a US version. I will have to watch that.
Yeah, it came out this week, I think, or last week maybe.
How is it different? Is it different in any way?
No. Still a lot of, they have like a love coach or a dating coach come and help out some of them. They still have a lot of shots of family dogs looking on in the background. I don't know why that is like a staple of that show. They did it in the Australian one too. If your family has a dog, that dog's going to be on fucking camera. A lot of creature play, a lot of trips to zoos and whatever. And it's a very similar format where they introduce a character and then they say, and this character doesn't like loud noises or scratchy clothing, you know, whatever their hypersensitivities are. They include that. And yeah.
I like that. It's kind of like an Amelie-esque little moment for each of them. Their little quirks.
Yeah. My hypersensitivities are smell and crowds.
Oh. How are we going to go to Stagecoach?
I just suffer through it, basically. I mean,
blindfold you.
Yeah. I'll have on some AR glasses so that it will.
And cover your nose.
Not like, I don't know. I don't mind like certain smells, but bad smells to me are like debilitating. Sometimes like I have to leave the gym if there's a guy in there with BO or something. I'm like, I can't be here.
The thing I really like about that show, it's very wholesome and it also makes you look at relationships and dating like in a very different way. And you realize that you sort of you know, a lot of people innately have these instincts. And when you see the coach like coaching them and being like, no, you actually can't do this. You need to whatever, like the way the coaches coach them of like how to navigate this sort of ritual that we sort of take for granted as like a natural process. It's fascinating.
One of the hallmarks really of autism, I think, for me anyway, has been like
card shuffling.
How dare you? That probably is some kind of tism thing, but
absolutely.
My weird collections. Anyway, for me, it was like when I was a kid, I remember distinctly like looking at other kids and being like, social interaction is a system that I have to break down, understand, and dominate. And that's kind of what I do for for everything. That's how we've done The Fucking Bachelor. Oh, it's like identifying a system, breaking it down, and now dominating it by putting players into it.
It is similar to us breaking down our system. I never thought of it that way.
That's all my brain does, is break down systems, create systems, learn how to make systems more efficient, whatever. But one of them certainly has been dating in my life. Like, that was a system that was part of the social interaction system, a subset of it. And you just pick up little tips and shit.
Yeah. What did you learn for that system? What are your best dating tips?
Oh, I don't know that I have any necessarily. It was just for me to learn how to like interact in that scenario, I guess. And you pick up little cues from everything. Watching rom-coms, The Bachelor, whatever. And you, at least for me, the hallmark of setting up a good way to interact with the system is taking a wide variety of different strategies and using the most successful pieces of it in a synthesized strategy of your own.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Clues, have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered
Hell yes.
why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised?
Hell yes. Well, unfiltered mineral water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And about 75% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine.
I thought it was 85%. And that's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin.
Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation's a breeze, and it's unique. Quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, anybody listening to Gore right now can use code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry,
Your hair and skin will thank you.
Which I feel like is what I've done with pretty much everything in my life.
Well, Clues, what I'm watching this week, I think actually is also going to pick you up.
Hmm.
I started watching, based on your recommendation, Outer Range Season 1.
Oh my God. How far into it are you?
I think I finished it.
What do you think of it?
I love it. I was completely hooked from the beginning. I was like, I have to keep watching this. And then I couldn't even remember what you had said about it, except that the bar was called The Pit.
Yeah.
And there's kind of like a pit is like the central plot line, that there's this big hole. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a literal pit on this guy's property that's like a time portal. But did you ever get into the shit where it's like bad, like actively bad, like when the other rancher is talking about the porn that he used to buy and it's a slow pushing on his face for like 2 minutes while he's giving a monologue about porn?
I'm not sure if you mentioned this, but the main bad part I took away from it was there's so much singing.
Yeah, that one guy's singing all the time.
That motherfucker is singing in every goddamned episode. He's singing all the time.
For no reason.
And like, I get he's actually a singer, like the actor or something, but I'm like,
but he's not good. That's part of his thing, is he's a bad singer. It's so weird.
Very distracting. Well, that's the thing. That's why I don't get it. He's like a good singer who's trying to be a bad singer. And that part was extremely distracting for me.
I agree. It vacillates from scenes and moments that you cannot believe they committed to film because they are so weird and bad, to actually pretty interesting sci-fi fantasy premises about time travel and shit. And you're just like back and forth. You're like, what the fuck? That guy has a crow for a pet? Why? And then in the next scene, you're like, actually, that's pretty cool. I've never seen a show like it. I love it.
It's engaging. I think if you watch the first episode, you'll probably watch all eight.
Oh.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Let's see. It's rated a 7.7 mm-hmm. on IMDb.
There's a lot of grunting, a lot of grumbling, as is popular with contemporary Westerns. The same can be seen in like Yellowstone or any of the spinoffs of Yellowstone. Just a lot of like...
Is Yellowstone sci-fi?
No, nor are any of its spinoffs. This is like a sci-fi Yellowstone. But thank you for watching it. I'm glad that you're enjoying it or have enjoyed the first season. I'm sure there will be more episodes to come.
I will be watching all of them. Forever.
And now, let's move on to the next portion of our program in which we discuss all those luscious tids.
This is... Bachelor Nation News.
First up, in Bachelor Nation news, after Jojo Fletcher took her relationship with A-Robro to the next level last week, the other half of that dynamic duo, Becca Tilley, followed suit by putting the speculation that she was dating pop singer Hayley Kiyoko to rest with a very public confirmation that came by way of an Instagram post sharing some of the couple's most memorable moments together. The post was captioned, "Hard to say if this is a hard or soft launch, but it's a launch," heart emoji. Then to further solidify their relationship publicly, Kiyoko released a music video for her song For the Girls, which we played up top a little snippet from. She released that video last Friday featuring herself as the bachelorette looking for her true love and finding Tilley in the process. It was Tilley herself who revealed that she was in a relationship back in 2019 on her podcast Scrubbing In, when she told her co-host Tanya Rad that she was, in quotes, in love with a mystery person. She and Kiyoko decided to keep their relationship private until the time was right. Congrats go out to Tilley and Kiyoko on their new public status. And on this fucking video, I'm sure we're going to talk about it a little bit later, but holy shit. It was brilliant.
We absolutely will. Up next in Bachelor Nation news, the second bachelorette of season 16, Tayshia Adams, proved that her departure as co-host of the Bachelor Happy Hour podcast with Becca Kufrin was indeed in service of pursuing bigger and better things. The beauty and wellness proponent has landed a gig hosting the 2022 MTV Movie and TV Unscripted Awards. The show will air on MTV Sunday, June 5th, and honor the best in reality TV. Fellow members of the nation, protected players GSJ and Serena Pitt are nominated this year for Best Reality Romance. Adams shared a video of herself holding an MTV Movie Award that garnered some supportive comments from fellow superstar players Caitlin Bristow, Fletcher, and even staunch supporter of women taking men's names upon marriage, Mike Johnson. Oh, no. His new moniker. Congrats to Tayshia Adams for putting this one-time prestigious feather in her cap. Hopefully it will lead to bigger and better things to come.
Yeah, I put in there this one-time prestigious feather because, like, the MTV Movie Awards, or MTV TV and Movie Awards as they became known later, and now there's an unscripted one, that used to be like a big thing. I mean, decades ago. Now, I don't think anybody watches this shit. Nobody even watches the Oscars anymore. Nonetheless, yeah. This is something that will get written about. This is something that will get her some more exposure. Maybe it'll crack her up over 2 million. I don't think so, but maybe.
I mean, how many people are watching the MTV Movie and TV Unscripted Awards?
Like, not a lot, but she's at 1.7 million. I don't know. She probably won't get 300,000 from it. But I mean, I do think there will be memes that come out of this. There will be people wearing crazy clothes. There will be hopefully people doing some crazy shit that might get memed. So and if she's a part of that in some way.
Right. Yeah, maybe there will be like a viral video or something.
Could be.
How could she get that 300 extra 300K?
Got to date somebody.
I feel like she would have to pair up with, dare I say it, Peter Popeye Weber. He's up there.
That's interesting.
I'm like, who are the guys who have the most followers and have a baby?
You know what she should do? Having a baby or entering a thruple with Becca Tilly and Hayley Kiyoko.
Okay. Well, that's obviously the answer. Yeah, that would do it.
But speaking of bigger and better things to come, the first promo for Windeckia was released last Friday. In the past, the promotions department for our beloved game has shown just how out of touch they are by using movie references from a bygone century. The Graduate, released in 1967, was used to promote Bachelor Season 16. Thelma and Louise, released in 1991, was used to promote Bachelorette Season 17. And Ghost, released in 1990, was used to promote Bachelor Season 24.
Please look that video up if you haven't seen it. Look up Ghost, Peter Weber.
God, I can't even really describe it. But in the movie Ghost, there is a famous scene where Demi Moore is doing clay. She's making a pot on a wheel. And Patrick Swayze comes up behind her shirtless, puts his hands on her hands, and kind of does like an embrace from behind as they're mashing the clay, and it leads to a very steamy romantic scene. They try to reprise that in this promotion for Bachelor Season 24, where a bunch of different Peter Weber is sitting shirtless in front of a clay pot, and a bunch of different hands come out from behind him, and they're smashing the clay, and he's trying to act like he's in ecstasy. It's hard to watch, but you can find it. At any rate, in a shocking turn of events, the Bachelor Promotions Department decided to use a reference from a movie that was released this millennium, even if barely. The first promo for Bachelorette Season 19 features a heavy reference to the movie Mean Girls, which was released in, hold on to your hats, 2004. In the promo, Rekia sits in a convertible and tells Wendy, "Get in, loser, we're going shopping," to which Wendy replies, "For a husband." A second promo was then released featuring both leads in rose petal dresses taking off in the convertible to begin their unbelievable journey, which is actually already over as some of the players and even Wendy herself have returned to social media over the past week. Is this move toward more recent movie references an indication that the ABC Promotions Department has hired some new younger blood? Or is the fact that Rekia was made to mimic a line from the iconic villain of the movie, Regina George, a subtle nod to the malicious intent behind pitting these two friends against each other for our entertainment? Time will, of course, tell.
On Mondays, we watch Windeckia. Do you think that'll be on their next one?
No. I don't think... No, they'll never call it Windeckia.
It would be really fetch if they called it Windeckia. Okay, ooh, nice. I'm done. Finally, in Bachelor Nation news, fourth place finisher from the recently concluded Bachelor Season 26, Serene Russell, has made a major announcement. The one-time elementary school teacher is leaving her career in education to roll the dice in the influencer world. Russell took to Instagram to release a multi-slide post featuring artwork from her students and images of herself as a teacher, along with a caption that reads, "My teaching career started in 2020. I graduated with a mass communications degree in broadcast media. However, all the stars aligned and led me to an opportunity at the elementary school I attended as a child. My journey in education was never one I expected. I've been so blessed to work in the community I grew up in. Becoming a teacher at the school that raised me was the most incredible and eye-opening experience. At this time in my life, I am deciding to leave education to pursue a job in my degree field. I've always been so passionate about media slash storytelling, and I'm beyond excited to give that part of me a chance. My school and kids will always have a special corner in my heart. The OKC kids get it. Here's to the future." I forgot she was in Oklahoma. This is why she's quitting. The abortion laws.
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma doesn't allow a lot of opportunity for, I don't even think it's that. I think it's just influencers. Russell has made it very clear that she is open to making a run on sand, where as a top four finisher, she will be a player of interest for any potential suitors. Russell has 51.9 thousand followers on Instagram and 2.4K on TikTok. We certainly hope she makes a run on sand and gets those numbers up so she can realize her dream of becoming an influencer. Good luck, Serene.
Has she made any influencer promises, a la Michelle Young?
Not yet, no. Her numbers are not high enough, and they did not give her a $200,000 check at the end of her season. Now, it's time to move on to that portion of our program where we discuss all the plays that our favorite players are making off the field and in the metaverse. This is
the Parasocial Play of the Week.
Multiple players responded to the gun violence this week with gun control parasocial plays, including GOATs Rachel Lindsay and Caitlin Bristow, as well as Next Crown Rachel Recchia, speaking out against guns and posting resources for pressuring representatives on gun control.
Season 26 attempted tier player Sarah Hamrick posted a reel captioned, "POV, you've applied to a TV show," containing a highlight reel of her getting the call and leaving to film Clayton's season of The Bachelor to the popular Harry Styles song, "As It Was." The reel has 65.3 thousand views.
In extremely pit behavior, the undisputed GOAT Caitlin Bristow has carved her podcast listeners into her godlike flesh. This week, she got a tattoo in honor of the 5-year anniversary of her podcast to celebrate her community of vinos that she created, with the italicized word vinos on her arm in black. She posted an image of herself pointing to this holy act on her Instagram main grid. The caption reads, "Vinos are with me forever. Swipe to see my new vinos tattoo." Is it vinos or vinos?
I think it's vinos because she has her things off the vine. And it rhymes with winos. And she drinks a lot of wine. I think it's supposed to be a clever pun.
Yesterday was my 5-year podcast anniversary, and I promise you, the community of viners we have built means everything to me. Bringing people together and making people smile is my light work. It's what I was put on this planet to do, and the vinos have supported me since day one. Parens, pretty sure they are why I won the mirror ball. And parens, I agree. I love you, vinos. Anyone else want to get a matching one? Ooh, thank you. At John Boy Tattoo, it's perfect. Hashtag John Boy Tattoo, hashtag off the vine. The 2-slide post has 36.6K likes. I think she should have way more likes for this.
She's openly inviting other people like to get a tattoo.
Right?
Her tattoo?
Vine? I don't know. A matching one would be vinos.
Did you ever see a documentary about Nexium?
No.
It's a cult where they branded people with the Nexium logo. That's all I'm saying. But congratulations to the female goat and her godlike flesh.
Should we get gore tattoos?
Would you get one? What would it be?
I don't know.
I'll get a tattoo that says depends on who you wind up being, or tastes like restaurant.
ILR.
Yeah. Hashtag ILR. Just as big as I can get it across my chest.
Someone got praise be Dark Lord Harrison, didn't they?
Yeah.
On their knuckles?
Yeah, there have been some pit tattoos. I might get one eventually. I don't know what it would be exactly yet, but I would probably get some kind of a pit tattoo.
I don't have a tattoo, but if I were to get a tattoo, I would do this probably.
I have two tattoos that I gave myself that are not worth discussing, and I have one dragon on my back that was given to me by someone I paid to do it, a tattoo artist, when I was 18, that is now basically morphed into like just a black rectangle.
Pixar didn't happen.
Maybe.
Well, let us sound off in the comments about what tattoos Clues and I should get.
And we have to get matching ones?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'll match. It depends on what you do.
How about this? I'll get Caitlin Russo's face on a bicep if you get Nick Vial's face somewhere on you.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, no.
There you have
it. Miss me with that. Okay.
Moving on, the runner-up on Crystal season 19 and JoJo's dynamic duo extraordinaire partner from Bachelor, Ben Higgins season 20, Becca Tilley, posted a reel of the moments with girlfriend Haley Kiyoko over the past 4 years to the Dagny song "Love You Like That." We discussed this in news. The caption reads, "Hard to say if this is a hard launch or soft launch, but it is a launch." And the reel has 3.9 million views and 230k likes. This is a juggernaut.
A juggernaut. I mean, arguably it has more engagement than our winner, but
than our winner. It has more engagement than a standard episode of our beloved game. They don't pull 3.9 million viewers for half the episodes last season.
I knew Tilley could do this. Like, I've always thought she was like, she's just one of the best players who's never been a crown. You know, she's,
yes.
There's very few who get in the million club who are not crowns, and she is one of them. And she's from early seasons. Look, all of these were excellent plays. However, our parasocial play of the week goes to Haley Kiyoko and Becca Tilley for the For the Girls music video. In this 3 minute and 5 second video, Kiyoko cast herself as the Bachelorette in a fantasy alternate universe, one in which the Bachelorette can be queer. It starts with Kiyoko on Driveway, our crown from a parallel nation in the multiverse. She then starts limo exits, including Tots, It Takes Two, my personal favorite, a U-Haul Grandy. Amazing. Standees, and the players have all types of bodies and outfits. Two players show up in the same dress, some staples of our beloved game. One performs an It Takes Two Night One Kiss. Kiyoko intercuts the limo exits with an American Beauty-esque shot of her in a bed of roses, as well as Cocktails Part One. We then see quick pops of fireside mini dates with Kiyoko. One player is overserved, attempts a steal that's blocked. We see more steals and kisses. One cringles her a money plant. One cringles her a painting, Hannah Ann Sluice style. And the overserved player argues with a producer. Kiyoko grabs the Fimp Rose from a silver tray on the coffee table. She then conducts a staircase rose ceremony, during which she hands out multicolored roses. But mid-rose ceremony, there's a night one curveball as a horn outside blares. There's a late arrival as we pan up to a veteran on her third tour. It's Becca Tilley in a golden dress. Goosebumps. The shot cuts to black. The video on YouTube has 872,000 views and 43K likes. The production quality is insane. It looks better than 99.999% of Bachelor parodies I've seen. I had a smile grinning from ear to ear watching this entire thing. The song is great too. It's so well done. Such a beautiful moment in Bachelor Nation history. Tilley's not the first female Bachelor player to come out, but she is the first to do it with this extraordinary level of parasocial play.
You are saying that the production quality is insane and it looks better than 99% of Bachelor parodies. I think it looks better than the show itself. This shit is fucking like top notch. I don't know who directed this. I don't know who shot this, but these people should be given way more money than they got to do this, I would imagine, because it's so fucking well done. It captures the visual tone of The Bachelor. Again, I think in a way that is better than The Bachelor itself.
I mean, the content is better than The Bachelor itself. It's a fantasy world in which we get to see a woman dating women.
Indeed. Well, congratulations to Becca Tilley and Haley Kiyoko. And now let's move on to those parasocial plays made by some non-humans within the nature. Within the nation, sorry. Minnow makes the list this week. Minnow's innocent until proven guilty, but she looks very guilty in Becca Kufrin's TikTok featuring Minnow's bashful reaction to Kufrin discovering that she made a giant mess out of the trash. Kendall Long's pup, Pistachio, wanted to join her in a workout. That was a very cute video, but there can only be one of these winners. They were great creature plays, but this week, the parasocial creature of the week goes to an injured seagull found by Bachelor Season 17 ring winner Blake Moynes. The professional wildlife enthusiast took to the Instagram Reels to instruct the fourth audience about best practices when it comes to saving injured animals on the side of the highway. In the video, Moynes deftly wraps a towel around the injured gull and carries it away off screen, ostensibly to be treated at a wildlife center nearby. Congrats to the gull and to Blake Moynes for showing us all how to help an injured animal should we ever encounter one.
Cute.
It was indeed. And now it is that time for Pace Case and I to descend deep into the darkest realms of the pit and issue forth our scream.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the Dewy Day Cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the Restorative Night Cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time, and it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is
Screams from the pit.
You know, earlier at the top of this episode, I mentioned our meeting in which Grace Ann talked about how she was peacocking in her gore t-shirt. Mm-hmm. At www.gameofroses.co to find those. And during this meeting as well, I took a phone call. And from this phone call comes my scream. I have just turned 33. I would like to have children in the future, some do my own fetus play. And I have been researching looking into my fertility, thinking about whether I should freeze my eggs, etc. And so I had a call with a gynecologist, and during it, I was asking, I was like, oh, my my friend had this fertility test done, and I'm trying to figure out if I can do that to see, you know, an estimate of, you know, how many eggs you have left kind of thing. And the doctor at first was like, it wasn't a thing. I was like, no, I know my friend had it done. Mm-hmm. And I will confess on this podcast, which I did not confess on this phone call, it was not my friend who did this. It was a character on the Bravo TV show Summer House, Lindsay Hubbard, who made it a plot point that she got her fertility tested and she had the eggs of a 20-year-old and she threw this, my eggs are very young party, basically.
So when you are telling the doctor, my friend, I know these tests exist, my friend did one of these tests, are you purposely augmenting the relationship with this person from Summer House in order to make it sound more personable to the doctor, more realistic to the doctor? Or in that moment, are you really like, oh yeah, she's my friend?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do I think she's my friend? No. Do I feel like I know her? Yes.
Right.
And look, I should have researched this before I got on this call. And so yes. I did while I was on the call, and I was able to say what type of test it was. There is a blood test for this. It is real. And my doctor finally ordered it after I said my friend did this. But there was a moment where I was like, is this not a real test? Like, did Lindsay make this up for the show?
Right. You never know. It's a reality show.
You know, technically, this is a Bravo scream, perhaps. But I thought it was a funny story. And it's Bachelor adjacent. And I have... You know, I think part of my fears of like infertility and stuff has been influenced by both people in my real life, relatives who have struggled getting pregnant, and also Bachelor Nation people who have struggled with IVF and getting pregnant. Ashley Spivey has detailed at length her IVF journey. She was a player on Brad Womack's season, who's one of my favorite parasocial players. So yeah, there's a little Bachelor Nation connection, but for women who are, you know, of a certain age, this is a blood test. I will update you and let you know how many eggs I have left, the approximation, once I do it.
Well, we look forward to your egg count.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks so much.
My scream from the pit this week is less about medical things and more about, I guess, my mania. Let's just call it that.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, at this point, they really are. I've been back in the gym recently, trying to get back in shape, trying to get swole, as they say. And I was in the gym on, I don't know when the fuck this was, a couple of days ago. And I see this guy in there. He's on the leg press machine, but I've seen him on other machines. I've seen him doing lat pull downs. I've seen him on the treadmill. I've seen him multiple times. And each time I have seen this guy, I have thought to myself, that guy could be a player. He could probably do well. He's about 6'2", I would guess. He's got the stubble beard, the kind of light brown hair. He just looks like a prototypical player.
Yeah.
And when I saw him this most recent time, it took every fucking ounce of self-restraint that I have to not walk up to him and be like, hey, have you ever thought about going on The Bachelorette? This is where I'm at with coaching players, is I'm now starting to see people in the wild and being like,
you're recruiting.
Yeah. I'm like a fucking a baseball minor league scout where you go in to watch like high school games and shit and be like, I think that guy can play Major League Baseball. That's what I felt like anyway. And I know at this point, it's a matter of time. It may not be that guy. Because again, I don't like, guys are like hard to coach because they don't take it seriously.
Especially one who has shown no interest and you're plucking from the wild.
But that's what I want next, honestly, is somebody who I do pluck from the wild and you know, turn them into this fantastic player. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my next goal, I think, with coaching. At any rate, I know it's a matter of time before it may not be this guy, but it is a matter of time before I walk up to a complete stranger and ask them if they've ever thought about playing on Bachelor or Bachelorette. I know it's going to happen. I was so close to doing it.
Clues. You're not even going to need to walk up to him. You know why? Because you're only going to wear your Game of Roses shirt to the gym from now on. And he's going to see it. And he's going to be like, there's something drawing me in. I don't know what it is about this guy, but I got to talk to him. I feel like he's got some good ideas.
Yeah. He's like, what's the Game of Roses? And then I'll just be like, do you want to play? And we'll see where it goes. Anyway.
Do you want to play? You'll be like the Squid Games guy.
I'm now the Squid Games guy.
Oh, no. I think if you start naturally talking, it's fine. Who knows what'll come up? You're just making a friend who happens to look like they could be on The Bachelor.
God, could you imagine if somebody... Like, imagine somebody in recent seasons, a good player even, you know. Let's take somebody like a Zach Clark, for example. Mm-hmm. Let's say that he eventually reveals, oh, yeah, I was just, like, sitting in a coffee shop and some guy came up to me and was like, hey, have you ever thought about going on The Bachelorette? And it was this weird psychopath coach who then taught me all the rules of the game and put me to the game. Okay, I got to do it now. I've convinced myself.
But that's the thing that they do recruit people that they recruit people in bars and stuff, though. You're actually like a Bachelor producer.
Yeah, but I'm doing it for different reasons, as you might know. This is Sauce Wars, baby.
They're all liquids.
I'm out there finding my soldiers in the Sauce Wars. Anyhow, those were our screams from the pit. Now we're going to move on and we're going to play you a scream from the pit that comes from a member of the pit named Danny Boom. This scream also comes with an image, which we're going to be posting to our Instagram. And the image is a hand with an engagement ring on the finger. So I'm sure the scream has something to do with that. If you would like to submit your screams, you just also join us in the bottom of the pit. You go to patreon.com/gameofroses. You join us down here, and then you're going to get access to our Discord where you can submit your very own scream. It has to be a minute or less, and we play all the best ones here and analyze them. We are about to do that now. Again, this is Danny Boom. Here is the scream.
Hey, Pace Case and Bachelor Clues. My name is Danielle, and I am coming to you live with my scream. This weekend, my boyfriend of 6 years, love of my life, proposed to me. It was the happiest day of my life. I was crying. I was sobbing. It was actually at his graduation party. So all of his family and friends were there. My family and friends were there. And it was just this gorgeous moment, so emotional. And when he popped open that sparkler and I put it on my finger and I really got a chance to look at it, all I could think was, this could be a bachelor ring. This is a ring that someone has absolutely proposed with on The Bachelorette. Like, this is a bachelor ring. That's what I was thinking when I was thinking about how beautiful the ring was. It was because I was thinking, this could be a bachelor ring. And I thought to myself, oh no. Oh no, Danielle. So that's my scream. Happiest day of my life, and I'm thinking about sparklers on past seasons of Bachelorette. Okay. Have a great day. Love the show.
Well, Danielle, thank you for submitting this scream. I have to say, after watching The Bachelor, especially after being in the fucking pit for as long as we have been, I don't think there's any way I would ever look at an engagement ring without thinking about Neil Lane, all the sparklers that have come before, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think there's any way I would.
I, in fact, feel like if I was to get engaged, I would not even want a diamond ring. It reminds me too much of Bachelor.
Right. You can't have the down on one knee proposal. You can't have big cauldrons of fire out on a beach. You can't have
a SWAT proposal.
If we ever see a fucking SWAT proposal in our beloved game, I will lose my fucking mind.
SWAT proposal. I laughed so hard listening to this scream, especially just like, oh no, Danielle, yeah. Oh no. I was laughing really hard. I mean, first of all, congratulations on your beautiful love story. You sound like you're very happy. Your hand looks like you're glowing. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous sparkler. It's a, what would you call that? An oval-shaped diamond. It's got diamonds around the diamond. It's got diamonds around the band. I don't think you need to feel sad about this, though, at all. Like, this scream, this could be a bachelor ring is the scream, but this could be a bachelor ring means it's like the greatest ring ever. This is like a ring that's like big enough and flashy enough that it could be on camera. And
yeah,
people stay together for years, even when they hate each other, in order to keep that ring. And you get to stay with your boyfriend of 6 years that you love and have the ring. Like, seems like a win-win-win.
I agree. And I'm sure you're going to find many other things as this relationship progresses that are going to remind you of our beloved game. This is a hallmark. It's basically the first level of being in the pit, is that you can't do anything in your own life without seeing how it relates back to The Bachelor, specifically where any kind of romantic or wedding type things or dating type things are concerned, because that's obviously what the game is all about. But thank you again, Danielle, for submitting this scream. We have thoroughly enjoyed it. And again, if anyone else wants to submit their screams, you just join us in the pit at patreon.com/gameofroses. You're going to get access to that Discord. Submit your 1 minute or under audio file. We play the best ones here, and submit pictures with them, as Danielle has done. You can see that picture on our Instagram right now of this lovely sparkler. Although I'm guessing it wasn't Neil Lane.
I like the pictures. By the way, you know what our tattoo could be? The pit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Neil Lane Diamonds logo.
No. Miss me with that.
I'd get maybe sparkler. What about cringe or something? Or sparkler?
I do. The cringe necklace is actually the one I wear the most. I like it the best.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep thinking about our tattoos. You think about your tattoos. And thank you, everyone, for joining us for this week in Bachelor Nation. We hope you've enjoyed yourselves. And we hope you will join us next week for our next installment of Digging Deeper, which is going to be out Monday, available on Patreon, of course. And it's just like restaurant. It's just
this is going to be a great, this is going to be, it's like restaurant. You said Danny, and I was like, fucking Padilla.
Yeah.
This. There's just like things that are just filled in my mind, like a form.
This Digging Deeper that we're going to have on Monday is just an escalation of Sauce Wars. The Sauce Wars are in full swing. The battles now are coming hot and heavy every week. And this Monday, there's just so much good shit. This week isn't even over. There's still a couple more podcasts that could come out to add to this shit. And already, we have more than we can play. I don't know where the end of the Sauce Wars is, but it's nowhere in sight. This shit's just continuing to build up. We have some more mentions of Game of Roses in some of these other podcasts we're going to be talking about.
Some allusions, some direct refs.
Some allusions to Game of Roses as well. It's the idea that I think we are out there. We are exposing the true nature of what this game is. There are some podcasts who are down with that, and there are some who definitely are not. And that really is what we're going to be digging into in this upcoming Digging Deeper on Monday, which again, we hope you will join us for. But until then, as always, what is that dwab at?
It has been 7,368 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be, Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then...